Eddie Halliday Companies have been around here for 80 years, and, you know, it's a big outfit. In fact, it's owned by Warren Buffett. You know, Home Services of America, Berkshire Hathaway, bought the company. So, I mean, this puts them in rarefied air. They have not had a lot of presidents over that 80 years, especially since Ebbe was for so long. But Betsy Cameron has just been named the new president of Ebbe Halliday Companies, which is the real estate you know, and lots of other divisions. And she joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me, David.
So congratulations.
Well, thank you.
I was reading your bio. So you're fourth generation Dallasite. You've got 20 years of real estate experience, but now you're a boss. So it's one thing to go out and be a top producer and sell lots of houses and deal with, you know, real volatile, demanding buyers. But now you've got a whole bunch of volatile, demanding salespeople that you're dealing with.
Well, you know, I went from being a salesperson to managing salespeople. So I've had a stint of managing sales agents as well. So that's been 10 years of management that I've had the opportunity. So basically touching all points of the business.
And it's been a pretty good 10 years. I mean, this is your business used to be cyclical. I mean, there have been, you know, right now there are little down periods and up periods and this and that, but not a hard down cycle. Where are we right now in the business?
Well, you know, I think that we're, you know, if you look at the numbers in December, we saw that we're at 5 months of inventory, which constitute as a good market. You know, it's not swayed by a buyer or seller right now. And, you know, with us in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, we continue to be a just dominant in companies and organizations moving here just for, you know, the opportunity for, you know, no sales tax income, weather, you know, those corporations continue to move here. So we're in a fantastic market.
But that squeezes the housing market. That's one of the things. I was looking at housing starts the other day. There was a big spike. Then I looked and it was all apartments. You know, single family, you know, was really slow nationally in new construction. Mm-hmm. And then it seems like a lot of the houses that are out there for sale are ending up with these big buyers who turn around and own a bunch of houses, they turn around and rent them. I mean, do your people have enough product to sell?
Yeah, I would say this. We still are in a tight inventory. We still have tight inventory. And, you know, that's, you know, it's cooled quite, you know, a lot through post-pandemic. But the inventory remains tight, leading to the continued price appreciation. Yeah. So as far as our single-family homes, you know, in particular, they're in high demand, like you're saying, especially in those suburban areas. So, you know, new construction helps fill those gaps, too. So
is it still? Yeah. So we just keep going, in the case of Dallas County, north, I guess, in Fort Worth, they go north, but also they go south and go fill in Mansfield and just look. When do they come back and do the infills? I've seen some of this going on. Actually, in my neighborhood around Preston, LBJ, Forest area, but also in Casa Linda, some of the older parts of White Rock, it seems like they're getting some new housing in there.
They are. They're getting new housing. And I want to say this, too, because I was reading something the other day, and it talked about, you know, for so long we've been growing in our suburban areas, and now coming back to urban, people are really wanting to be close to where they work and close to the entertainment districts and cultural centers and walking. So it's not just in those suburban areas. Urban's coming, you know, people are really wanting to be in the urban areas as well.
Ebbe was always at the top of the list for these quiet companies that were coming in, sometimes with code names. They were thinking about relocating or expanding here. You still getting any of that? Is there still a lot of interest from outside and into relocating here?
As far as
major companies, companies.
Yeah, we get some, especially with those smaller organizations, you know, smaller broker shops that, you know, are interested in joining with us. Right now we're kind of at a, you know, a plateau level. I say that in a way that we cover so much footprint right now. You know, there's still areas to grow within Texas, but you know, with what our footprint looks like right now, we're pretty we are out there.
Yeah. You know, I was mentioning, I mean, we all know the realtors. And of course, you have Dave Perry and Williams True. But also there's the mortgage business, the insurance, the title business. This is an area that you've got to be familiar with, too.
Yeah, and it's nice because what we offer is, you know, a top-notch experience from the start to end. And so, you know, a lot of what we talked about this year is how can we make the experience for the consumer the best, the most elevated experience that we can offer. And part of that is being able to offer those additional services, the mortgage, title, and insurance, as a part of the transaction. And that's important. So not only do we have our agent who is, you know, top notch in customer service, but we also have the mortgage, title, and insurance that can also offer that as well.
And does it cut down on the paperwork? Because this was always a thing that I remember. Just, I said, there can't be anything left to initial or sign. It just went on forever.
I don't necessarily know that it cuts down on the paperwork. I think, you know, we always have a bunch of paperwork, especially when it's one of the largest transactions in most people's lives. I think that, you know, that paperwork is there for compliance purposes and making sure all I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
So as you come into the position, you look at the opportunities and the challenges, I guess. Tell me about the opportunities for you.
Oh, gosh. The opportunities are, I would say, the ability to really streamline the business so that, like I had said before, so that we can create that elevated experience for the consumer, but also elevate the experience for the agent too, so that the agent then can pass that along to the consumer. So really looking at how can we streamline, how can we make things more efficient, so that then we provide a good experience overall across all areas.
And I guess you have to constantly retain the sales force that you have and recruit new. Is it still an attractive business?
Yeah. And, you know, for the new agents, it's interesting because, you know, NAR is talking about losing, you know, certain amount of attrition going out of the business because it's hard. It's a hard business now. But I actually say, is it hard? Because, I mean, what it boils down to is relationships, you know, elevating the experience. And that's always been that way. So, but you just have to do a little bit more. Now we're in a position where we have, you know, listings. And so they're not flying off the market like they were during COVID. And so you're having to open, you know, hold open houses and market the property and things like that. So those are things that we're back to. And we're going back to the basics of our business. So I do think we'll see some attrition, but I don't know that necessarily that that's bad. I think that that just makes more opportunity for others.
You know, we'd see this period when interest rates were coming down and Then all of a sudden they stopped and they actually swung back up a little bit. We saw, we saw 30-year approaching 7%. But I looked at the figures that I saw and sales went up, where there were a bunch of people who were sitting on the sideline trying to catch the bottom and said, oh my gosh, I've missed it.
Well, I think there were a bunch of people sitting on the sidelines. And to your point, interestingly enough, I talked to a couple agents over the past 2 weeks who had listings sitting for months at the end of the year. And then the minute we got over the January 1st hump, full price offers. So these properties that were sitting are now moving. So people are moving. I think, too, I feel like people are getting used to this interest rate where we are now.
Yeah.
You know, I think that hopefully people are understanding, you know, if you're going to wait, interest rate might go higher, but prices are appreciating as well. So if the home is higher price and now you're at a higher interest rate, you're going to be in a same scenario as if you just bought it, you know, at the interest rate when the price wasn't elevated.
So when people are buying, I don't know, you've been doing this for 20 years. What's the most important thing? Is it price? Is it the home? Or is it the location? What are they looking
location,
for?
Location, location, location is what I feel is always drives. You know, that's a top driver. And quality, I think, too, people are not as willing to go into properties and do the improvements to the property that maybe they once were. They want a turnkey option.
Sounds like a good idea. Well, seems like a great market to be in. Betsy Cameron's the new president of Ebbe Halliday Companies. Now, wait, does this mean you get to meet Warren Buffett?
I don't know about that.
Let me know if he's
not
in town.
Not sure about that.
Let me know if he's in town. We'll look him up. We wish you a lot of luck. That's Betsy Cameron, our guest today. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.